hang up.
Good morning, Rabbi Isai. Today's limud, like every day, of Sefer Chofetz Chaim is L'Zchus Refuah of Yosef Dov Ben Chaile, Shtav Refuah Shleima, B'Sor Shachayli Yisrael B'Korov. So the Chofetz Chaim is in Perek Aleph, and Perek Beis is busy dispelling myths. You know, people think certain things about Lashon Hara, like the standard one that if it's true it isn't Lashon Hara, etc., etc. So on this one he speaks about the well-known and well-misunderstood rule of something that's said in front of three people is not Lashon Hara. It's a Gemara. The Gemara says, Kol Mitzvah D'Besamra B'Apet Loso, and it's known in the rules, you know, in parlance, it's known as Apet Loso, this rule. That something that's said in front of three people, Les Be Mishum Lishna Bisha, is not Lashon Hara. So the Chofetz Chaim says clearly, and in fact in the notes at the bottom, in the Be'er Ma'ayim Chaim, he brings down five shittas of the Rishonim in understanding the Gemara. But he says that clearly it cannot mean that if you say a Lashon Hara in front of one person, it is Lashon Hara. If you say the same Lashon Hara in front of two people, it is Lashon Hara. And if you say it in front of three people or more, suddenly it's become Ois Lashon Hara. And in fact, that's the opposite of what we've been learning till now. What we learned yesterday and the day before was that the more that you speak Lashon Hara, the more people that there are in the audience, the worse the Aveira. Obviously, you're being machshel many, many more people in being machshel many more people in listening to Lashon Hara. And he says something else as well. He says, if you think about it, says people think, when they're just thinking it through, a person says Lashon Hara, let's say, to 1,000 people. So we think to ourselves like this. There's one Masape Lashon Hara, one person who's done one Aveira of Sipur Lashon Hara, and there are 1,000 people who are each Mekabel Lashon Hara. So each person has done one Aveira of being Mekabel Lashon Hara. Says, on the side of the Mekabelim, you're right, there are 1,000 people who listened in. But the Aveira of speaking to 1,000 people is a much bigger Sipur Lashon Hara in quality, if you like. It's in its the depth of the Aveira is much greater if you're speaking to 1,000 people than if you're speaking to one person. It's not like I did one Aveira, I spoke Lashon Hara. There's no difference how many people I spoke to. I click up one Chas V'Shalom, whatever it is, one bad Malach in Gan Eden. The speaking to many, many more people is a lot worse than speaking to just one person, let's say.
But Mekabel must be on a much lower level because you can't help being Mekabel because you don't know you're going to be Mekabel.
If he is helpless and he can't avoid it,
yeah
then he could be an oinus. Yeah. It's possible. You know, you tie somebody up, you tie him up into a chair.
I don't tie him up.
Yeah. No, I'll say, if you would tie somebody up into a chair,
here,
right, put a hose on him for 5 minutes,
and
yeah?
And
then you speak Lashon Hara and he has to listen because he can't get away. I've had to. He's probably Potter Gunson. He has done nothing wrong. Right?
Case, yeah.
But the Chofetz Chaim said, we learned 3 days ago, that if you were at a table somewhere and it was only embarrassing for you to get up and to leave the table in order not to listen to Lashon Hara, rather be embarrassed in front of the people than be embarrassed in front of the Rabbeinu Shlalom. That's what the Chofetz Chaim said. So obviously, if a person's annoying the Skomor, he can't help listening to Lashon Hara, he can't help. But if he has any way of avoiding it, then depending on how easy it is to avoid, he's got that chiyuv to do that. Like we have a chiyuv to give everything away in order to avoid being over a lav min haTorah, right? Any of the lavin, right? To be mekayim a mitzvah, we've got a mitzvah of adding 20%. Yeah, mitzvah is but to. Yeah, you have to think about it. And in fact, most of the reason for this limud, you might not remember the details of every single halacha that we learn. But at least when you think you're speaking something, you'll stop and think, you know, maybe it's Lashon Hara. And that's already achieved something. So B'li'eda, tomorrow we'll explain why there is no heter of apet loso. There's no heter that once you've got more than three people, that suddenly it becomes mutter to say Lashon Hara, which is what people believe is perhaps in the Gemara. That's tomorrow.
Started at the Turway, Northwest London, Thursday, Ador Rishon, 29th of February, Rav Mordechai Yosef Karnofsky Shlita Shabbos. This week's Turway is sponsored by Family Stimler, Lechwa Simusan Assum, Moshe Stimler, Neri Yoen Ruti, Al Leshet Tichye, Fasten. place on Tuesday. He wrote such an advice, Nemon, before Hashem, the Sirah, but his course, Hashuim, the Hayulem,
and the Hashem, the
Hashem, the Hashem,
the Hashem, the
Hashem,
the Hashem, the Hashem, the Hashem, the
I'd like to start off the shiur. It's always a privilege to be here. The last time, and then it's Shem, I suppose we'll soon go back to El Moshe, Nisad Crescent. For the moment, I'd like to start off, especially Shekoyach, to the Yosef Dov Ben Chayla, given the privilege of saying the shiur today. And the shiur should be the schusoy for osoy, that he apologized that he won't be able to come today. He says he's watching it live. But we hope him, Yitz Hashem, he should be back soon with his full keichas. It's a gewaltige schuss of abotz ha-teira. Start the teira away. Start the day the teira away. Start the day the teira away. And as I always say, there might not be so many people here, but I believe a lot of people listening, watching, listening. When he asked me to speak, he asked me what I wanted to speak about Shabbos. He said, the Shemim, the Olam, like to hear Pesach Dva Halocha. Not just Ba'agoda, Ba'alocha. I'm not sure whether he meant Halocha means Halocha Lamais or Lomda Shavot. So I'll say it's a short Lomda Shavot, which is Shavu L'chol Nefesh, to do with Shabbos. There's a Halocha as follows. A klal that we know in Gemara, women are potter from mitzvah seishas man grom. Women are potter mitzvah seishas man grom. We learn from psukim, so sugin kedushin. Women are potter mitzvah seishas man grom. So the question is, the maisa women are chayv to hear kiddush, make kiddush, hear kiddush Friday night. Kiddush the mitzvah seishas man grom is only once a week. So why the chayv? What's the answer?
Well, she has no.
The Zoche Veshome was said on the Luchas. Luchas Rishonis in Yisrael Zoche. Luchas Shneis in Veschan and the Shome. So there's a hekish of Zoche to Shome. Zoche is always the positive aspect of Shabbos. Remember Kedusha Shabbos. Shome is the negative, not negative about Shabbos. But they're not doing Meloche. It's all part of Shome. Shoma are the lavim of Shabbos and not doing Melocha. Women have got that because the Ptur, Mitzvah Seish Smagroma, only applies to Mitzvah Seh, but not to Mitzvah Leisah Seh. So since women have got the lav of Shabbos, so we say, and there's a hekesh zocha to Shoma, kol sheyeshnei b'shmira, yeshnei b'schira. Those that have got Shmira's Shabbos have got the din of Schira Shabbos. So Moshe Machayev to make Kiddush. Make Kiddush, listen to Kiddush. I mean, not Torah, the same as men. There's no difference between the chiyuv of men and women when it comes to Shabbos. Kler Bekvege in Mishnayis at the beginning of Perik Hei Masech to Shabbos and Minchas Chinuch and Masef Mitzah Lamed Beis. Kler Santa Shaila. There's a din that on Shabbos you've got to see that your behemoth doesn't work. Shvisas Behemtei. It's a complicated halacha. What's shmira? What's shvisas behemta? What's machama? It's a complicated halacha. But the meisa, there are cases of shvisas behemta. Leman yonuach sheicha machamecha kamecha. It's an essay. It's only a mitzvah say. All women mechuyev. If a woman owns a behema, is she mechuyev to see that her behema shouldn't work on Shabbos? It's a mitzvah say. It's a mangroma. And Muskel Rishon is that Zocher v'Shoma only applies to things which are in the Zocher, which means Kiddush. But any other Asay of Shabbos, which is not in part of the Zocher, is the Alter Klal. The Klal remains that Mitzvah Seish Magrom on the Potter. So all Noshim Chayev in Shvitz Behemte or not. Minchas Chinuch Ishtat Mestavim. Minchas Chinuch says he can't see any reason why there should be Chayev. But he says he hasn't found any Poskim to discuss the Shaila. Rukvega at the beginning of Mishnah, it says Rukvega at the beginning of fifth peg of Shabbos also discusses the Shaila. Am a supik, are they chayev because it's part of Shabbos. It's only an assay, and you need a special dispensation. You need a special reason to be mechayv the meaning for kiddush. The zochah to shomer lechayv is not part of the zochah to shomer. Says Reb Kveige, I found a raya. There's a ran in Shabbos. Kufyutes kufchof. The ran discusses that noshim achayev in Sholosh Sudas b'Shabbos. The same as we are, the same as men are. It can be a short fright, short Shabbos, whatever it is. Women achayev, Sholosh Sudas, and Lechem Mishnah, the same as men. Why? So the ran quotes a Rabbeinu Tam that there's a new concept of afhinoi b'Yisanes. That means something which is to do with a net, to commemorate a ness, and women were part of that ness, then women also chayiv. That affects three demons, three gemors in Shabbos. Three gemors, there's a gemor about nechanika, it's a gemor in Shabbos. That women are chayiv nechanika because afhinoi b'Yisanes, hagamas mitzazesh mangroma. Women are chayiv mikra megillah, it's a gemor in Sukkot, in megillah davdalet, which is relevant for us. Women are chayiv. And there's a gemara in Sofav, in middle of Avi Pesachim, about Talal Kaisis. There's three gemaras in Shas about Noshim Chayiv in Mitzvah. The Mistilna, we mentioned that Noshim Chayiv in Kiddush, a special Hechir Zohar Deshomer. Here you've got new klal of Avin Hoi Baisanes, means that women also Chayiv. It affects Chanukah, Purim, and Pesach. Says the Rabbi Natam, that why do we have Lechem, three Sudas and Shabbos? Commemorate them on. Why do we have Lechem Mishnah to the Mon? The Ness of the Mon affected women were part of the same Ness as well. So Mamela Vibalt, women were part of Afein. So the Ran uses this Inyan of Afein Mesa Ness, which is the Gemon three places in Shas. When you get to Chanukah, Purim, and Pesach, the Ran uses the Gabi Lechem Mishnah. So the Rabbeinu Tam uses the Gabi Lechem Mishnah and Gimel Sudas. Says the Ran, I don't need this. Why do I need Afein Mesa Ness? We've got a klal of Zohar to Shomer. The kol inyon is Shabbos b'chlal. Kol chiyuv is Shabbos b'chlal. It's a loshon Ran. So the Ran is telling me, Amoedek HaChidush, that the hekish of Zohar to Shomer doesn't just affect Kiddush, which is within the words of Zohar. Zohar to Shomer Shabbos b'chlal, we've got to make Kiddush. The Ran is learning Pshat HaChidush, and could be that's why Rabbeinu Tam didn't want to learn this vault. That the Ran is learning that the Hekesh of Zohar to Shomer is to include anything of Shabbos, any assay of Shabbos, to any lav of Shabbos. Memele, it'll include even that Lechem Mishnah and Gimel Sudas. As I say, Ran, kol chiyuv Shabbos b'chlal. Says Reb Kveige, if so, I can say who then shvesis b'hemtai. The shaila of saying that there should be potter shvesis b'hemtai is because we were learning, and that's something Chas Chinuch assumes, that the whole Zohar to Shomer is only what's linked in the word Zohar. Other inyonim of Shabbos, which is not in the words of Zohar, are not part of the special Hekesh. But you see from the Ran Nishtazay, that the Ran says, the Ran says, Kol Chiyuv Shabbos Bechlal. So we've got an interesting Shaila, on Noshim Chayim and Shvises Behemtoi, because on one hand it's an Aseh, but it's part of Shabbos. Is it included in the Zohar to Shomer or not? Says Reb Kveige, I've got a raya from this Ran. Minchas Chinuch brings a brilliant raya that Noshim Achayev. He says it doesn't know why. Yeah. A Moedek raya. It's ein Fall von a raya. There's the last piece of the Mishnah in the fifth Perek in Shabbos, Jetazay. There's a whole deal about whether Behemah, certain things, the Tachshitim of a Behemah, is it Tetzor, is it not Tetzor, the whole Perek in Shabbos by my Behemah. Rabbi Lozov and Azari went out with a certain thing, and the Chum weren't happy with that because they felt it was Hitzor. Mevel is Esav Shvitz Behemter. Freit the Gemara on Shabbos. Porosay Shel Rabbi Lozov and Azari. He only had one poror. He was a wealthy man. His mice, I think, was 10,000 or 12,000, something like that. It was in Porosay. His poror went out. You could have shekvet, you mean, of all his poros, it happened once, or one of his poros, but maybe that's the Gemara's kasha. Emphat the Gemara, that he had the neighbor, and the neighbor's behemah went with this tachshit, and Reb Lozov and Azai didn't say anything, and since he didn't say anything, it's nikras al shemoy. But if you look in the Gemara says it was shechentoy, it was a woman. this shachanta of his was a woman. Says Melechus Chinuch, Amayidik Araya. We've got a raya that even the woman's a chushvis of hentai. A brilliant raya. So in the Satrim, Kveke Mishnayis, there's a hagon, I mean, not one, an alta hagon, in the Mishnayis there's a bracket, on my Talmud I've got a raya from this Gemara. The same as Melechus Chinuch. We've got Melechus Chinuch. So come to Zazay, we've got Interessanta Shaila. The Zocha to Shoma, is it just referring to what's contained in the word Zocha? Or it's a chloristic, a hekish comparison, everything, all assay of Shabbos, all the lavim of Shabbos. And Reb Kveig has got a Rai from the Zram. Menachas Chinuch Weisses Kfiya Nira didn't have the Ram, didn't see the Ram, Akobonim doesn't quote the Ram. New Menachas Chinuch's at the bottom already, bring down this Ram, the Reb Kveig. Of the raya, Zamedika raya, Shchentoi shall have Rosman Azayev Leimicha Bo, to a woman. Ava Bikain, so you see that women have got Shvitz of Hemte. And the husband, the Kvegas Hesbe is with his Chiddush of the Ram. But there's a short of Aloha before we go into the Chilika God of Shabbos. The Chilika God of Shabbos also Aloha Lamaisa. How to spend Shabbos. This week, V'shomru v'nei solis ha-Shabbos. Lassis is ha-Shabbos. We guard Shabbos to make Shabbos. How do you make Shabbos? Not that we're talking about cooking over here. Yeah. And what's V'shomru v'nei solis ha-Shabbos? Chaim HaKadosh got a few many pshotim. What do you mean V'shomru v'nei solis ha-Lassis ha-Shabbos? So one of his pshat of the Rechaim HaKadosh is V'shom is milosh and oviv shomar sadova. I wait to anticipate. I wait the whole week for Shabbos. Shabbos is special. We don't look at Shabbos as being a day of restriction. I can't do this, I can't do that. Shabbos is something to look forward to. V'shom, we wait for Shabbos. Oviv shomar sadova. If you look in the Cheskuni of Anot, Cheskuni also uses as aloshen when he talks about Shabbos. He says aloshen. Let's read out the aloshen. Cheskuni says V'shomer Nei Solos HaShabbos. Cheskuni says one word. Yishmu v'yitzapu kol yemei ha-shavua izo yom will be Shabbos. So this idea of translating Mishom like the Rechaim says, Shitshen Rishen Chizkuni, Lassa Shabbos. Why do we want Shabbos? Nowadays we believe you can't work 7 days a week, they can't even work 5 days a week, 4 days a week, whatever it is. Do we just have Shabbos and not just to rest as a day of rest? Shabbos is much more than that. The beginning of the parasha, there's a very revealing Rashi, which for me this year was a chiddush to Rashi. Rashi says at the beginning of that parasha, "Daber el bnei Yisrael leimer ach es Shabbosaisa tishmeru." I want you to keep Shabbos, to guard Shabbos. Why? Ki oisi beini veneichem. Shabbos is an ois; it's a sign beini veneichem between me and you. Lo deri seichem lo das ki ani shem rikadishchem. What does it mean lo das? I want you to know. Here I'm not following Rashi's pshat. There's a Gemara in Shabbos Yudam and Beis that the Gemara says, "Hanoisim matonu lechaveir tzolai dey." If I give you a present, I've got to let you know about the present. It's moisif and ava if you appreciate what I've done for you. Hanoisim matonu tzolai tanya namahocha lo das. The Rebbein Shem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Tell Klai Yisrael what Shabbos is all about." What is Shabbos? It's time a day of rest. Lord Das, I want you to know what Shabbos is, what Shabbos can do for you. Ki ani Hashem mekadishchem, Shabbos is mekadish klal Yisrael. We go through an experience of Shabbos, it elevates us, it's mekadish klal Yisrael. There's a gewaltige loshen of Rabbi Yoina on the Rif in Brochus, Lamed Vov and Aleph in the old Shas Gemaras. Ktushas Yisrael tluya b'ktushas HaShabbos. The ktusha of Klal Yisrael depends on Shabbos. Going through Shabbos is mekadosh Yid. There's an Erechaim HaKadosh Avinim Parash Tazria. A little child has to have the milas b'shmini. Shem Bosuk. So he says pshat. He learns pshat na chazal, based on the Zohar Kodesh. A little child's got to go through the experience of Shabbos, not the experience, he's got to go through Kedusha Shabbos. A pitzli kind, baby, could be just him, not in 24 hours old. He's got to go through Shabbos. In order to have bris connects us with Rabbein Shalom. But I need the Kedusha of Shabbos to elevate a yid, to create this neshama that can connect to the Rabbein Shalom. Lord Das, I want you to know what Shabbos is all about. Ani Hashem Mekadishim, I Mekadish you through Shabbos. Shabbos is a chazal. Kol Hashoyim is Shabbos Kil Chosei. Everyone keeps Shabbos properly. Even if he was once over, David is okay to Enish Moichlin Lai. Kol Hashoyim is Shabbos Kil Chosei Mechala Lai. I think others say this, it's a chazal, I think, Mechala Lai Mochala Lai. He has a certain Mechila, Shabbos is a Kapora. So Bes Yosef asked the Kashim, has he done tshuva? Was he near the Kapora of Shabbos? Has he not done tshuva? It won't help him. So it's the stipend of Pshat and the Sefer. Sabbath's got a Meridika Sefer, a small Sefer, Chai Olam. Everyone knows about it. It's Kilis Yaakov, it's Chai Olam. Chelet Beis Perik Ches. He says, tight, based on this Gemara, Shabbos is a Zman of Kedusha. He says, when a person's done an Aveira, even if it's done Tshuva, but a lot of times there's some residue, there's some Timtum Alev on the Neshama. He might not be Nenesh anymore, but the Neshama's not pure still. The neshama, it's got a zuma, timtum, whatever lotion you want to use. Going after doing tshuva and going through a Shabbos and keeping Shabbos properly, to keep Shabbos, shem Shabbos kol chos is also not simple. You have to know ganz mishabur chelik gimel chelik dalet. Yet sifkoten is shem Shabbos kol chos. Shabbos elevates a person, not just the Zoch of Shabbos, but even the Shom of Shabbos elevates a person and cleans his nefesh from Zum of Chet, of even the Chet of Avodah Zorah. Lo das ki ani Hashem Kaddishchem. Shabbos is not just there as a day of rest, it elevates us and reconnects us with the Rabbein Shalila. There's more than that. Rashi says, Achidush. It's a sign. There's a Gemara in Menachos that we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos. Why not? And one of the reasons is tefillin's on ice. Shabbos on ice. So on Shabbos we don't need the ice of tefillin. So I thought to myself this week, I'm Eidik and Nakuda. What tefillin is totally ruchnius. Tefillin connects us to the Rabbein Shalom. Tefillin makes us aware of Kabbalah's Malchus Shemayim. Tefillin makes us aware of Yitzis Mitzrayim, Shema Yisrael, Kabbalah's Malchus Shemayim, Kabbalah's Mitzvahs. That's what tefillin is all about. What tefillin does, Shabbos has to do. If Shabbos is just eating, sleeping, and drinking, no chakidish, no chacholt, Shabbos is not nice. Avada, if you've kept Hilchah Shabbos, we were talking about people that want to keep Shabbos properly. And then it's a shame of Shabbos. The ois of Shabbos has to be no less than tefillin. And tefillin's an ois, total ruchnius. We've got covered Shabbos, there's einig Shabbos, we've got to show Shabbos as special. We've got to feel the Shabbos as special. We drink better, we eat better, we dress better. It makes us feel, first of all, it's mechabed Shabbos by showing Shabbos as a special day. It also helps us to feel better. And if we feel better, we can be massing more ruchness as well. Lo das ki ani Hashem Kaddishchem. But again, I haven't yet come on to the Rashi. Rashi says, on oisi beini veneichem, Ois gedule hi beinenu shebochati bochem banchil lechem zyem nichos lelnucha. I'll repeat again. Shabbos is a special ois, a special sign. That what? Between me and you, it's exclusive. Only us. Goyim are not allowed to keep Shabbos. Lein chaltam akein loiv de besilim. Vegam bim nuchos nishken areim, the special menucha of Shabbos they haven't got. It's an ois gedule beinenu shebochati bochem. Just like Yontov, we say and we praise the Rabbein Shalom and thank Atom Chaton Kol Amim. Every Shabbos is Bem saying Atom Chaton Kol Amim. We're different. We've been elevated. We've been chosen to have a kesher with the Rabbein Shalom. I've given you my menucha. So Kumtai Shabbos is a day of reconnecting to the connecting or the reconnecting or the strengthening our connection to the Rabbi Nishalayim with Am Hashem Yisera. But it's acknowledging this that we're the Amanivcha. Remember, in Kiddush, you go through the whole Nusach of Kiddush, we talk about the Kiddush of Yisrael as well. And as we mentioned earlier, the Kiddush is Yisrael to the Kiddush of Shabbos. It's Ois Gedullahi Beinechem Shemuchati Bechem. I made a commercial from Dumna Magid, which brings out this Nekuda Kedarka. We know there's a Chazal that Hutzos Shabbos V'yontav are not part of our budget. What we spend for Shabbos, we allocate the budget at the beginning of the year, Hutzos Shabbos not part of it. Why? So Dumna Magid's up to made a commercial. The Pesuk says a few times, V'yem HaShvi Shabbos L'Hashem Likecha, devoted to the Rabbi Nishleilem. See, he gives the marshal as follows. Stolzach father was a Yid, going around from one village to the next making money. He comes into a little village, knocks on someone's house. So the Yid asks him, "From where come Yid?" "I'm from a village somewhere miles away." "Oh, you're in a village? I used to live there. I grew up there. I haven't been there for years. Perhaps can you spend a bit of time telling me what's going on there? I want to reconnect to my hometown, where I was born. My family, friends." He says, "Look, I can't. Time's money. I'm here making money. I haven't got time." He says, "I'll make a deal with you. How much money do you reckon you'll make here in the shtetl in the evening? Tell me a figure. I'm prepared to make a deal with you. I'll give you that amount of money you hope to make. And spend time with me tonight." Anyone that's had to go around making money will jump at such an offer. People are in, not in, say they're not in. Whatever it is, tackle the not in. Like I said, I'll tackle learning, whatever it should be. I'm a chaya. I can sit in a warm, comfortable house with a meal and everything, and I'll get the same amount of money. So he accepted the offer, sits down. And Yishmak is stood there in the middle, he falls asleep. He sleeps through the night. He says, Balach Sani, the next morning, Shachris, takes him to...
I'll hear what you're saying, sorry.
So I'll speak a bit louder.
Thank you.
At which point do I have to start going back to?
The beginning.
So Lemaisa, he said like this, "I'm prepared to accept your offer." So he sat down, and his Balach Sani gave him a nice meal. Drink, food, everything. Comfortable meal. After quarter of an hour, 20 minutes, he falls asleep for the rest of the evening. Comes next morning, his Balach Sani takes him to Shachris. Breakfast, Tatzeidu L'derech. He said, "Well, we made a deal yesterday. You're going to give me money." He says, "I'm sorry. I only made the deal if you're going to spend time with me. For you to sleep in my house, of that, there was no deal for that. Just eat and sleep in my house. That wasn't part of the arrangement." We have to realize that the Rabbi Nishalem Azai, "I'm giving you my Shabbos to connect, to reconnect, to strengthen the connection. The whole week we often haven't got time. Chapakvi is here. We learn a bit before we start the day of the Torah away. We learn during the day, we learn at night. Oh, it's fun, this is over. Shabbos was given Hashem Alekecha to connect to the Rabbi Nishalem, to reconnect, to strengthen our connection to the Rabbi Nishalem. And the Rabbi Nishalem says, if you use it for me, then I'm prepared to, then all the expense on the house. But if you just eat and sleep and drink, then there's no arrangement. We have to realize Shabbos is a special day that we can achieve through Shabbos. And we've got to cash in. We've got to chaperein. And Shabbos the day which is Mekadosh elevates us. Besides the actual fact that we've got the opportunity to open the sefer, we've got the opportunity of trying to give over to our children, to our einiklach, what? Kedusha Shabbos. And according to the Rashi, Shabbos